work-filled week on a Monday morning? Or do you suffer from Monday blues? Hi, my name is Vibhor Kumar Singh and this is my podcast Catching Happiness with Vibhor. In this podcast, I help you unclutter from within and find your happiness one day at a time. Today, we look at something that is an integral part of our life. Today, J stands for job satisfaction. Most people spend close to 40 years of their life actively pursuing a job. It is therefore essential to understand that being happy at your job is an important aspect for your happiness in life. Imagine if every single day of the 40 years that you spend pursuing a job is filled with happiness. Is that not going to be something that will make your life emotionally rewarding? However, I think if we were to take a survey, we will realize that a substantial amount of people are unhappy with their job, are unsatisfied with what they are able to achieve or deliver at their job front. Even though in popular culture, we often refer to job unsatisfaction with a sense of humor, but if you think of it, what a miserable life it will be if every single day of your life you have to spend considerable time doing something that you do not enjoy, doing something from which you derive no happiness. Having said that, I do realize that a job is not only meant to give happiness. A job is also a source for ambition fulfillment. A job is also a source for financial freedom. Given this complexity, it is important for us to understand how we can find true happiness from a job, even if we are not enjoying it. There are two aspects about happiness from a job. The first aspect looks at how you should choose a job so that you find happiness every day pursuing it. The other aspect looks at how you should find happiness from a job even though you are not enjoying it. There is a beautiful Japanese philosophy called Ikigai. This philosophy is supposed to be a guide on how you should choose your profession, how you should choose your line of work. Even though the philosophy is very deep, I would like to discuss just the core of the philosophy, which rests on four pillars. The Ikigai philosophy says that if a person was to choose his field of work, by looking at four aspects, he is bound to find happiness in his work life. The first pillar that is discussed in the philosophy is identifying what you love to do. Now, this may sound simple, but it is actually a very difficult decision to make. The truth is, most of us are confused about what we really love to do. The Ikigai philosophy then moves to the next step, which is assessing how good are you at what you love to do. Now this is important because unless you are good at what you love to do, it is going to be difficult to pursue it as a job. The third aspect of the Ikigai philosophy is to understand fully whether the world needs what you love and what you are good at. Now this is a very important aspect because sometimes you may love to do a thing, you may be good at it, but the world really does not need it. In this case, it can always remain a hobby. The fourth and the most pragmatic step that the Ikigai philosophy talks about is to assess how much the world is willing to pay for what you love, what you are good at, and what the world needs. I think the beauty of this Ikigai philosophy lies in the fact that it takes you from inner voice to a practical worldly view on how to determine your career. Merely loving something, merely being good at something is not enough to find a satisfying job, because if the world is not willing to pay for it, you are never going to be able to fulfill your ambition from this talent of yours. I therefore think it is important for everyone to zoom out from their professional life today and try and understand where they stand in terms of the Ikigai philosophy and their profession. Not everyone has the opportunity or the support system to pursue or change a career midway. For those who can take out some time to reassess their present situation, I would suggest that please understand the Ikigai philosophy and try and implement that in your life. You will realize that once you do that, life will be beautiful, life will be full of happiness. I would like to add that for those people who cannot change or reassess their career choices because of other limitations, there is nothing to be disappointed about. I fully understand that the concept of doing something that you love is easier said than done in real life. I understand this and I support those people who cannot simply plug in the Ikigai philosophy into their life. For them, I think the way they can derive happiness from their job, even if they are not enjoying it, is by focusing on what their goal from the job is. By this I mean, it is important for people to firstly clearly understand the objective of why they are doing a job. If the objective of a job is only financial freedom, there is no point in trying to find happiness in that job. Continue to do your job with the focus of achieving financial freedom and do not try and clutter your mind with also trying to look for happiness in such a job. I know this may sound contrary to what you have ever heard about job satisfaction, but the fact is that we complicate our life far too much, and the reason for unhappiness is simply that we are unwilling to do away with this clutter. There is nothing wrong in doing a job for money. There is absolutely nothing wrong in doing a job to fulfill your ambition. But when you are doing this, you should remain focused towards these end goals. By thinking that you can mix happiness along with these objectives, you land up complicating everything. So put in the hard work, achieve your objective, and you will realize once you have told your mind the job you are pursuing is only supposed to be a source for money, you will start reaching a level of harmony, reaching a level of balance that will give you happiness despite the fact that you do not enjoy your work. I hope you have understood the two aspects of job satisfaction that I covered today. The first aspect, which relates to the Ikigai philosophy, is something that you can use in the beginning of your careers. It is something that you can use when you think you can afford to reassess your career choice. For those who cannot reassess their career choice, I have suggested that you learn to focus on the objectives of your job. Focus on the end goal of your job and keep it emotionally separate from your happiness. This way you will realize that even if you are not enjoying your job, you would find happiness in it. As a little homework, it may make sense for you to try and determine how the Ikigai philosophy can work for you. If you cannot pursue it as a full-time job, I would suggest that at least you should take up that one particular passion that you love, one particular passion that you are good at, as a hobby and add happiness to your life. Do share this podcast with anyone whom you think needs to be told that happiness can be found one day at a time.